Members, call this meeting on rules and legislative administration to order. The clerk will note the roll and a quorum is present. Mr. Finstead moves minutes for Wednesday, April 30th, 2008. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. I will move the proposed supplemental calendar for the day, Thursday, May 1st, 2008. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we are the only committee in the legislature that can meet during session. And that's what we'll be doing today later. So hang tight. We'll tell you when it's going to be. It'll be very brief, but it'll be waiving the rules to get bills going through committees. So with that, we are in recess. We're back in order now for rules committee. And we have before us the pension bill. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and House Current Rule Resolution 0.8,
I want to
waive the deadline for House File 3082. The pension bill, members, the pension bill is quite large. If you want to see it, actually, it's sitting down. We have some copies available by Mr. Gerhardt and Dale if folks want to see the copy of the bill. But the content of the
bill.
But the reason the bill is here is deadline issues, not content. So if folks are interested, they're down there and available. Representative Murphy, welcome to the committee.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I would like you to adopt or to allow 3082 to go to Finance Committee.
Okay. And Representative Murphy, would you just briefly explain what type of bill this is and why it's coming to Rules Committee?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, this is the Omnibus Pension Bill, and it has 17 articles of different issues that relate to pensions, and it's a very comprehensive bill that has had many, 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 many hours of preparation and testimony, and especially Article 1 and 2 has had 4 years. It's been 4 years in the making, and we have heard people on all sides of the issues, on all sides of the questions, and reached the best solutions that we could that most people that had input agreed with.
Any questions for Representative Murphy?
Does it make any difference what we're doing in this bill besides that it's had a lot of... We don't only discuss that here. I don't know.
Representative Gerhardt, the reason the bill is here is because it's moving past deadline. We're waiving the deadline so it can go on to the Finance Committee.
But I mean, we don't know what's in the bill.
We generally, Representative Gerhardt, we generally don't discuss the content of the bill as far as deadline waives.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Howell,
I heard it in GovOps. I'll hear it again in Finance. So I think it's fair to say that we should move it along.
All right. And the other point is I'm very afraid of the pension committee, so anyway we can treat Murphy happy. I don't like going in there. So any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll renew my motion that we waive the deadline rule and House File 3082 is recommended to pass the Finance Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Any questions, members? Representative Singleton.
Mr. Chair, we
We probably will not come back today, but we will be having, a couple of hearings next week, or meetings. Generally for calendar, we're going to have to waive a few more bills. We had one bill sent to me that just needs to move out of here, and then we're actually going to hear potentially a few constitutional amendments next week. So we're actually going to have a hearing that's longer than 1 or 2 minutes, but we'll give you plenty of notice for that, but that'll be sometime next week. Representative House.
Well, as we have your ear, things have been going very well today. The minority has slowed down a little bit on the amendments. You've been starting on time. Does that mean we might get out of here before 11 o'clock tonight?
Representative House, the majority is responsible for starting. The minority is responsible for when we end. And if you stick to the, I believe you're quoting in the Saba Daily News, 30% of amendments that actually mean something and stay away from the 70% that don't, you could probably be out of here before 11 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Members, we're adjourned.